Okay, our next presenter is Steve Lee. He's going to talk about soil herbicide evaluation in Alabama cotton. So, Steve.
All right, good morning, everyone. Steve Lee, Extension Weed Scientist of Auburn University. Today I'm going to present some work we have done with soil herbicides. This talk will include 3 years of data, so it's kind of messy. Apologize for that. And I will focus mostly on the injury aspect of it because I don't have enough time to talk about weed control data. And most of the treatments will offer very good weed control efficacy anyway, because I learned very early in my first year of my extension that injury is a big grower concern. If I tell them something that doesn't control the weeds very well, they may not like it, but they can live with it. But if I tell them something that hurt their cotton really bad, I'll be on their do not call list for a while. So that's my justification there. Formesafin cotton, we have talked about that early in the morning. It's really not a new herbicide, been on the market for a little over 10 years. Lots of people have a love-hate relationship with it. Maybe just our part of the woods. I have heard some grower telling very vivid story about how reflex he sprayed to kill his cotton during that cracking stage. He got a rain and wash all the reflex into the cracks, stuff like that. So I list all the pros and cons there. It's very good on Palmer amaranth. I don't doubt about that a bit. And we don't have PPO-resistant Palmer in South Alabama yet. We do have it in the north. We confirmed one case. So it still do a very good job for us. And then Floridon is a new stuff. We may have to use it more and more in future. So Brickhaf 16, Brickhaf X have been on the market, but I think from what I heard, C-Pro is going to pull off those products because they probably just don't sell enough of it. But Floridon by itself may be on the market in the future as well. Big concern from the grower is cotton injury, reflex burn from our Georgia trials in the past. So research objectives, really quick, evaluate cotton growth and yield response to formesafin applied pre-planting at various rates. And also we want to look at a different formesafin or reflex tank mix and see how it does. I don't have assumption page here, but my assumption when I initiated all this trial was those reflex treatments spread at a full label rates will burn the cotton, especially where in the very sandy soils. Lots of our cotton get farmed on sandy loams. So I'm going to see some negative impact in terms of stand loss and high reduction, but yield loss will be rare. So that was my assumption. So we conducted field trials from 2015 to 2017, 3 years, at six different locations throughout Alabama and one location in Georgia. Mark Freeman helped us take care of that trial in Georgia. RCBD with four reps. Treatments was applied within 3 days after planting, usually within the same day after planting with backpack or ATV at 20 gallon per acre using a medium-sized nozzle boom. Irrigation within 3 days. Usually we try to select the size with irrigation. And we maintain weed-free with Liberty or Roundup. Sometimes we do Magnum, sometimes we don't. It just depends on how much the initial injury we get early on. So we try to keep it weed-free just to look at cotton injury. All right, you can see the five locations in Alabama. The Hawkinsville, Georgia location is close to Macon. It's southeast of Macon, I think, not too far away from there. So we evaluated several new varieties in the last 3 years. And then the cotton was typically planted in the first 3 weeks of May, except for one case in Headley in 2015. We got to replant, so it's kind of late there. All right, data collection includes stand count, height, visual injury on some of the trials, and the final yield. So final seed cotton yield is the most important thing. And the next most important thing for me is the stand counts, because if I hurt a stand real bad, nobody's going to be happy, and that would be my biggest concern. I'm not a concern about visual injury or height reduction that much. Means were compared with non-treaty check by Fisher's Protected LSD in Proc Limbs in SAS. All right, 2015 evaluations. Loss of treatment there, I try to be concise because the goal is to show multiple tank mixes instead of, you know, key or feature some of those treatments. So in 2015, we tried Dr. Culpepper's recommendation reflex split in two ways, you know, pre-plant and then pre-surface at planting. So you can see the 10 ounce followed by 10 ounce, which is George's recommendation there. And we did a bunch of other treatments at the pre-planting surface. We didn't incorporate, just spray and leave it there. And then at the planting, we spray full rates of those herbicides. So it's a lot of herbicides go out in a short period of time at three locations. We use the 32 ounce Roundup with all the pre-plant to simulate a burn down. All right, seedling height. All right, anything with that black dot is actually asterisk. Indicate significant difference compared to the non-treated check, which is right there. Everything gets converted to percentage of non-treated check, so I eliminate all the location variance there. So I got three bars for non-treated check, represents three different locations. So at one location, I have a bunch of cotton seedling height reduction. The other two, not really. So mostly looking good there. All right, seed cotton yield. The first bar graph shows all three locations. I have Helen, Fairhope, and Center, Alabama, which has a heavier soil. Center, which has a little heavier soil, showed a little bit of trend of yield reduction, but nothing being statistically different. All right. If I average the treatment over three locations, it all look good to me. So I guess that meets my assumption. You know, I'm going to see a little bit of impact early in the season, but yield loss, not very likely. And I didn't see any stand loss out of this three locations. That's 2015 trial, 17 treatment. 2016 evaluation. I did this to match up my PhD dissertation work because I look at a reflex dose response anywhere from 4 to 128 ounce per acre. That's a lot. That's 8 times over the label rates. I want to see if I spray 8 times over label rates if I can kill cotton or not. And then reflex prowl, reflex warren, reflex diuron, that's a three very common reflex tank mix for our part of the world. Brick FX, brick F16 at a standard level rate and 2x of rate. Cotton stand, I did see some issue with Hawkinsville, Georgia location, this one right there. You can see I got some significant reduction of the stand, particularly with reflex 64 and 128 ounce. It was looking bad out there. Reflex warren, reflex diuron spread at full rate is causing some trouble in the sandy soil. This location, Hawkinsville, Georgia, has very sandy soil, almost like a beach sand. It's not a very good cotton field, but that's the type of field I'm concerned the most in terms of cotton injury. If you don't spray enough, you not get enough weed control. You spray too much, it's instantly going to burn your cotton, which is the challenge of that soil type. Cotton height reduction. So at Hawkinsville, Georgia, anything above reflex 32 ounce per acre up to 128, we saw high reduction. And then reflex warren, reflex with diuron tank mix, saw reduction too. The other two locations don't have any problem. So that seems to be telling us soil type is really the key when it comes to herbicide injury. Fairhope, Alabama has about 25% clay in that soil, 70% sand, and this one is close to 90% sand. So that's that 20% clay can do for you. It's going to change the injury quite a bit. All right, visual injury assessment. I have some crazy bars go almost all the way to 100%. High rates of reflex at Hawkinsville, Georgia certainly burned the cotton really, really bad, almost killed it. And then at a shorter Alabama, which is pretty close to Auburn, with high rates of reflex, I have some unacceptable injury out there. But other than those, a few tall bars there, everything else was somewhere close to about 15% or so. To me, this is not really a concern, but I'm not a grower. Some of the grower doesn't like to see any injury at all. So, but at least I have some data to show them it's not going to be crazy amount of injury unless you go crazy with the rates, you know. All right, cotton injury at a Fairhope, nothing. These are very high rates of reflex. At shorter, I saw some cotton cotyledon burn. You know, most of the injury going to show up on cotyledon. Not that much on the tube leaf. Hawkinsville, Georgia, it doesn't look very pretty. And they certainly have stunned the cotton for quite a while. How does the yield look like? All right, at the end of 2016 season, I got three cases of yield loss there. Hawkinsville, Georgia, Reflex 64, 128 ounce per acre, lost yield. And then at Shorter, Alabama, with the highest Reflex, I lost yield. In our 2013 results, Tifton, Georgia, Plains, Georgia, and Athens, well, it's actually Watkinsville, Georgia, we only saw 29% injury with Reflex 128 ounce at Tifton. We actually tied that, which is pretty close to Tifton. That was the only yield loss we saw. So this result somewhat correspond to our 2013 results pretty well from Georgia. 2017 evaluations. We tried to do things a little bit different with 2017. We used four different varieties planted in the same trial. We pick a few treatments we evaluated for 2 years, and we add a Reflex with Caprol. Just want to see what Caprol can do for us. Actually, not much. I don't really like the weed control from Caprol as compared to some of other treatments. But we spray 1X and 2X pre behind the planter as a true pre. And then you can see the race out there. 2 pounds of Reflex with that much of water and behind the planter is pretty hot on this new varieties. And 2017 is extremely wet for us. We have some guys picking sweet corn in the boat, walking in chest high water in South Alabama. That's how much rain we got in May, June, and July. So cotton yield, I did saw some stand, three treatment called stand reduction, high reduction. I don't have time to show that just to finish the talk. But when it comes to the cotton yield response, no. I didn't. The variety failed as a true as a fixed effect, and also treatment failed as a fixed effect, which means all the variety tolerated to this treatment pretty well. And then the second evaluation in 2017, we applied all these treatments prior to planting. So you can see I use Valor because I can do Valor pre-emergence, but I can do it a pre-plant. At 2 ounce, and then Reflex, a bunch of other treatments we've evaluated in the past at a full label race combination. So the justification for doing this is lots of people in South Alabama, which is our major cotton growing area, still use conventional tillage. Some people use no-till, it's not that common. So if they don't want to spray behind a planter, risking to injure their crop and don't get rainfall to activate it, they can disc their herbicide into the soil and go from there. So we incorporated all the treatment prior to planting, and then no effect on yield at all, which means all the varieties. Actually, this is only Delta Pine 1646. So this variety tolerated all this treatment fairly well at the two locations. All right, I gotta hurry up. Conclusion page for 3 years of data. Cotton showed a pretty good tolerance to Reflex alone applied to 2X label rates depending on soil type. If you got about 25% clay in your soil, you know, you see the data. 8 times over label rate, I still didn't see nothing. Tank mixing with water and dye around Caprol may increase injury potential. I'm not going to say no to that. Fluoridone-based product, Brick FX and F16, didn't show any negative impact on cotton in this 3 years, which is pretty impressive to me. Some people ask me, do you think Reflex, well, actually, Fluoridone and the Formacifin can save in each other? My data doesn't say that yet, but I would like to run some trials to look at if there is any safening effect between these two. More sensitivity observed with soils with high sand content and low organic matter. Think about Hawkinsville, Georgia. Stand reduction and plant height reduction were observed frequently in early season. Those reduction rarely get translated into yield loss, and that confirmed my assumption. You know, you're going to see a little bit a negative impact early in the season, not always, but yield loss is rare. 3 out of 49 treatments incurred yield loss. All those three treatments were illegal high rates. All right, they are all illegal high rates. All right, each treatment was spread at 3 locations. So 49 by 3, that's 147. So out of 147 cases, I only have three yield loss. So that's pretty high safety margin for me. Multiple variety tested exhibit sufficient tolerance. I didn't see any variety tested show greater response than the others. lost rainfall in 2017 is a pretty, it was pretty impressive early on. I'm pretty sure I ran out of time. Thank you, sir.
You got 15